The Milwaukee Brewers are at the midseason mark. Right now, they're running a close second in their division. But with high expectations after last year, the season has been a little underwhelming, especially in the run-up to the All-Star game. J.R. Radcliffe is a sports reporter with the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He talked to Central Time producer Bill Martins about how the team's doing so far.
So the Brewers are right in the thick of things in the NL Central. That's the good news. But, you know, a lot of people were expecting more given they darn near got to the World Series last year. So what's your take on where they're at?
It's really tough to explain this because on the one hand, you do look at the standings. They're a half game out of first place behind the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. And you look at the fact that even other teams around the NL, even if they weren't able to win the Central, the Brewers are only a half game out of a wild card spot. So in that sense, they're very much in the thick of it because there's this parity in the National League. It isn't completely unprecedented, but it's pretty rare to have it be quite this, the wealth be spread out quite this way. But you look at where they were last year, where they were 12 games up, you know, over 500 at the All-Star break, and that was with a six-game losing streak going into the All-Star break. So from that standpoint, to be only three over 500 is a little bit of a disappointment. And they've had some things go really well for them. Christian Yelich has gone really well for them. Their off-season acquisitions, Yasmani Grandal and Mike Moustakas, have been great. They've kind of discovered something with Brandon Woodruff in the starting rotation. But then a lot of other things have gone south, and so they just haven't been able to translate that to wins. You know, right now they've given up 17 more runs than they've scored, and that's usually a really bad omen for teams.
Yeah.
That stuff usually evens out. The teams with negative run differentials almost never have winning records.
Yeah, that's crazy. So what's the difference between last year's team and this club?
Primarily, you can look at boil it down to the way their offense is played and their starting rotation. You know, probably has some room to grow. Their bullpen isn't as lights out as it was at points last year, but I think we also sort of misremember how, I mean, that bullpen had struggles at times last year too. They were just really good at the end of the season when it really mattered. But if you look at the offense, I think it's pretty easy to argue that Jesus Aguilar at first base and Travis Shaw at third base were their second and third most valuable offensive players last year. I mean, Lorenzo Cain was really good too, and we've seen his numbers drop off pretty badly this year, but those two guys have completely fallen off a cliff. And Travis Shaw right now opens the second half of the season at AAA in San Antonio. The team just tried everything they could to get him going and finally felt like they couldn't use up the roster spot on him at this point. I mean, he hit 30 home runs each of the last two seasons and simply hasn't been able to match the production home run wise or anything. I mean, he's not getting on base.
Nobody saw that coming this year.
Yeah, it's been a massive drop off for him. And Aguilar has shown some signs. He had a really good series to close the first half against the Pirates, hit three home runs in three games.
Yeah.
But he also just hasn't been anywhere near the production of last year. And to lose two of your top offensive guys and throw Lorenzo Cain in there as well, who's fine but hasn't been what he was last year when he was getting on base almost 40% of the time.
Right.
That's a really big hit to lose three premier offensive players like that.
So they've hit the skids going into the All-Star break, going, I think, 8-15 over their last 23 games. What's the problem?
Yeah, it's hard to put the finger on exactly what. They've lost a lot of close games, and that's usually indicative of a bad bullpen, but I honestly don't think that's the problem with them. I think their bullpen is actually probably the strength of the team at this point. They just cannot get into a groove. Their starting pitchers did pick it up late toward the end there of this streak that they're on, but when the starting pitching is going good, the offense isn't clicking, and vice versa. When the offense gets six to eight runs, the starting pitching seems to just be really struggling to hold teams in check. So right now, it's kind of just one of those everything is going wrong situations. I don't really think this team is just a three games above 500 team. I do think they have the talent to be certainly be a playoff contender throughout the rest of the season, but I do think we've seen enough through this stretch in particular, because this stretch has not been against the best teams in baseball. They played a lot of last place teams in June and did not take advantage of that. So this was a part of the schedule where they were really supposed to make hay, and they didn't. It doesn't mean that they can't really bounce back and have a strong second half against some better competition, but to me it is worrisome enough that you have to wonder if this team is capable of getting to the postseason. You look at the standings, though, and you know right now they can't. I mean, that's just the way it's set up for them. They absolutely can.
We're talking with J.R. Radcliffe, sports reporter with the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, getting an update on the Milwaukee Brewers season at this halfway point. So you talked about a couple of things that are going well. You mentioned Christian Yelich. What else is going well for them? You said the bullpen, too.
Yeah, oddly enough, it's weird to think the offense is struggling when you've got three bona fide all-stars in that lineup. I mean, Mike Moustakas, is a guy who has not been able to find probably what he's worth on the open market and free agency now in back-to-back years. And the Brewers have brought him back. The Brewers did bring him back on a one-year deal. He was a very late signing. He just couldn't get the offers he wanted anywhere else. Came back to Milwaukee. They traded for him midseason last year. And he's been fantastic. He played second base for them when Travis Shaw was over at third. He's back at third now, but he can play either spot. He's got 25 home runs. He's been an absolute, I mean, maybe not a revelation, but he's been, I think, much better than people anticipated. And he has Manny Grandal, the other guy that they signed in the offseason to a significant one-year contract, but not a lengthy one, because again, he wasn't getting the multi-year offers that he anticipated. So they signed him for a little over $18 million for 1 year, and he's delivered every penny. He's the best catcher in the National League. That's, I guess, Wilson Contreras probably is the best catcher, but he's definitely in that conversation. He's number two if he's not number one. And has been as good as any catcher in baseball, really, since 2016. He's a guy that I think a lot of people don't realize around baseball is as good as he is. And he's been very good this year. He's got 19 home runs. I think he leads all catchers in that department. But he's a solid guy. He gets on base. He's batting leadoff for them at some point. So they've had three bona fide stars on offense.
The trade deadline is 3 weeks from today. Do you see the Brewers, who are in a win-now mode, making any big moves?
I don't know about big, because I just don't know what they have to offer. They definitely will be active at the trade deadline. We saw that last year. They were super active. The difference in 2019 is the way the trade deadline has changed. It's still July 31st is the big deadline where teams are going to make big blockbuster moves. In past years, there's been a second deadline a month later, August 31st, where you could get players sort of I guess lesser-known players in general, guys who had passed through waivers and other teams just didn't want to take a crack at. So the Brewers made big-time use of that last year. They got Gio Gonzalez, Curtis Granderson, Xavier Cedeno, who contributed. They got a lot of guys right at that August deadline. That August deadline doesn't exist anymore. It's just the July one. And I think what we're going to see is either fewer trades or just more teams that feel like they still are in this race that aren't willing to sell players off. And I don't know what that means for the Brewers, but I do think that the bidding will require some pretty top-flight guys and going away in exchange. And I don't know if the Brewers have that capital. There's nobody on the big league roster that I think they'd be willing to part with. They don't have a top-heavy minor system. They have a lot of depth, but they don't have a lot of key pieces that they, I think, would be able to send away for a guy like a Will Smith, a reliever who played in the All-Star game who might be on their radar, or a starter like Zach Wheeler of the Mets. I don't know if those guys are going to be available to the Brewers.
You know, as we wrap up our conversation here, what do you think is going to be the key for the Brewers in the second half of the season to get back to the playoffs and hopefully make a deep run?
They're just going to need performances from guys that did not have great first halves. They're going to need Lorenzo Cain to bounce back. He's been a little injured. Maybe he heals up a little bit and gets back to being a guy who can get on base with a .390 on base percentage. That'd be huge at the top of the lineup. Jesus Aguilar, like I said, sort of maybe rebounded a little bit at the end of the first half. If he can get back to being a power threat, that's a huge asset to the Brewers, especially against left-handed pitchers. They've really struggled against lefties. Eric Thames has played a lot at first base in Aguilar's stead against righties, and he's had actually a really good year, but it'd be really nice to have Aguilar at full speed. Maybe Travis Shaw comes back up and can deliver, and Mike Moustakas can go back to second, although that might infuriate Brewers fans because that might not make room for their top prospect, Keston Hiura, who
exactly
has been up with the big league team. But those guys and the starters to a degree as well, you're going to need those guys to simply bounce back, because I don't think they're going to get some savior flying in, parachuting in from another organization. I don't know who's available, like I said, in their price range. So I think it's just a matter of the guys that they relied on last year becoming those guys again.
JR, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks. Let's do it again sometime. I love it.
That was JR Radcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to Central Time producer Bill Martins about how the Milwaukee Brewers are doing so far this season at the halfway point.